Now the fourth and not necessarily the last question. You still want to have some questions to keep dialogue and conversation going. However, this is the fourth subconscious motivational driver question. And this is what's called the convincer strategy. So this is subconsciously what someone goes through in order to feel convinced something is good for them or right for them, as in a job or opportunity or taking a course or whatever it is. It's going to be in different contexts. And so the question you ask them, ask somebody, and you can ask people around you, people that you've already recruited, if it's something separate in regards to maybe a training or maybe what convinced them to join the company. However, in a casual conversation when you're talking to a potential recruit, this is the way you ask this question. And it's simply, how would you know a business opportunity is good? How would you know a business opportunity is good? It's not right for you or not okay. The phrase is good, just very vague. And how would you know? So there are four things that will stand out: see, hear, feel, and do. And also the amount of time, the number of times. So how would you know? Someone may say, well, I need to see information about the company or about the products. How many pieces of information or how many times? Well, at least two or three pieces of information. Or I need to see a video, or I need to see somebody successful, or I need to see testimonials. They need to see that there's a visual element to that. Or I need to see and read information. And how many times or how many? You need to ask that question. And then, or they may say, well, I need to talk to some people that are in the company or people that know about the company. Well, what kind of people? Well, someone that's successful or someone that just joined. I just want to get a sense of how they're doing and what their impression is. They're going to answer in different ways. They may not answer this way. I'm just giving you some examples. And how many people? Back to the number of times. Or I need to have a good feeling. What kind of good feeling? Well, when I meet somebody or when I meet that person or when I meet some of the leaders, I need to feel good about them. What will make you feel good about them? Well, I'll just know when I meet them. So they're just instantly going to have an intuition. And so you need to be aware of that. And this leads back to the criteria questions we talked about, what a good mentor or coach is. And now you can start to think about, well, I need to meet some people. And that's where the fourth one is. Do as in doing the business or just having meetings with people, just to have conversations. And so how many conversations? With what kind of people? Well, people that are successful. And so now you can bring those people, if they need to meet people, you then tie that into their coaching convincer strategy or, you know, the coach, or what's important about a coach or trainer or mentor, you know, someone that's in the business or someone that's new or someone that's been helpful. So now you can bring that coach or that person in so that they know these are the kind of people you're going to be around. And you talked about that a great ideal coach would be somebody that has been great training other people or been successful training other people. So let me introduce you to my coach or this person. And that will satisfy part of the convincer strategy and also satisfy part of their criteria for a mentor or coach. Ideally, they're going to still see you. They'll still have the connection with you as being a great coach or mentor. Now you bring in someone else, it reinforces that. So they need to do or have meetings. And how many meetings? Is it just one or two? How many people? What do they need to hear? I need to hear something. I need to hear people. I need to have conversations with people. I need to hear some success stories. And what do you mean by that? Tell me some more. And how many? So see, hear, feel, and do. And then the number of times. And that will reveal to you their process to feel convinced that this is an ideal opportunity for them. This, as I mentioned, blends in with what's important to you about a business opportunity, like this one. That gives you more into the values. This convincer strategy goes into the process. You now can blend that into it. You now know, okay, they need to see, hear, feel, or do certain things. And usually it ends off with feeling. After they see and hear or do, then they'll have a feeling. In some cases, they need to have the feeling early on. when I meet someone for the first time, I need to feel that everything's going to be okay. This is a good company. Then I'll do some research. Then I'll start checking online, Googling, and doing some things. Or I'll talk to some people. So in some cases, they need to have a good feeling before they take action of research and getting involved. Sometimes they may say, well, I just need to talk to the person, meaning you, and if I have a good feeling, I'll go for it. I'm a person of action. So great. So now that you have all this powerful leverage information, subconscious drivers, you know now what you can do to make it, back to that word, magnetic. Charismatic conversations, magnetic, persuasive, because you are now having conversations with them that connect with them at a subconscious level. Because if you didn't know this information, if you didn't know what was driving them and how they make decisions in regards to do they need procedures or just they don't want procedures, because if they're a bottom line person, you give them a lot of procedures, they'll feel overwhelmed and you'll lose them at that point. And that might have been where you might have lost some people, not knowing that and getting some overwhelmed, or giving a procedural person not enough procedures or no procedures at all, or no tours or away information, or the process of being convinced, or what a good opportunity for them and knowing their values. And then tying that all that in with the opportunity. And when we get to that point, I'll share with you how to do that. But also there's some other things you want to be aware of. And that's next, is the subconscious influencers. Things that you can do that will influence somebody at a subconscious level. Your voice, your words, your emotions. Because that also ties in and kind of blends in with the conversation of presenting the opportunity, and even before you present the opportunity, position yourself and then talking to them a certain way, being able to read them and guide them towards getting more yeses. Thank you. Bye now.